Whether these technical points would be useful in a field in which observation is not the judge, I have no idea. I am not going to say that everything has to be done the same way when a method of testing different from observation is used. In a different field, perhaps it is not so important to be careful of the meaning of words, or that the rules be specific, and so on. I do not know. In all of this, I have left out something very important. I said that observation is the judge of the truth of an idea. But where does the idea come from? The rapid progress and development of science requires that human beings invent something to test. It was thought in the Middle Ages that people simply make many observations, and the observations themselves suggest the laws. But it does not work that way. It takes much more imagination than that. So the next thing we have to talk about is where the new ideas come from. Actually, it does not make any difference, as long as they come. We have a way of checking whether an idea is correct or not that has nothing to do with where it came from. We simply test it against observation. So in science, we are not interested in where an idea comes from. There is no authority who decides what is a good idea. We have lost the need to go to an authority to find out whether an idea is true or not. We can read an authority and let him suggest something. We can try it out and find out if it is true or not. If it is not true, so much the worse. So the authorities lose some of their authority. The relations among scientists were at first very argumentative, as they are among most people. This was true in the early days of physics, for example. But in physics today, the relations are extremely good. A scientific argument is likely to involve a great deal of laughter and uncertainty on both sides, with both sides thinking up experiments and offering to bet on the outcome. In physics, there are so many accumulated observations that it is almost impossible to think of a new idea which is different from all the ideas that have been thought of before, and yet that agrees with all the observations that have already been made. And so if you get anything new from anyone, anywhere, you welcome it, and you do not argue about why the other person says it is so. Many sciences have not developed this far, and the situation is the way it was in the early days of physics, when there was a lot of arguing because there were not so many observations. I bring this up because it is interesting that human relationships, if there is an independent way of judging truth, can become unargumentative. Most people find it surprising that in science there is no interest in the background of the author of an idea, or in his motive in expounding it. You listen, and if it sounds like a thing worth trying, a thing that could be tried, is different, and is not obviously contrary to something observed before, it gets exciting and worthwhile. You do not have to worry about how long he has studied or why he wants you to listen to him. In that sense, it makes no difference where the ideas come from. Their real origin is unknown. We call it the imagination of the human brain, the creative imagination. It is known. It is just one of those oomphs. It is surprising that people do not believe that there is imagination in science. It is a very interesting kind of imagination, unlike that of the artist. The great difficulty is in trying to imagine something that you have never seen, that is consistent in every detail with what has already been seen, and that is different from what has been thought of. Furthermore, it must be definite and not a vague proposition. That is indeed difficult. Incidentally, the fact that there are rules at all to be checked is a kind of miracle. That it is possible to find a rule like the inverse square law of gravitation is some sort of miracle. It is not understood at all, but it leads to the possibility of prediction. That means, it tells you what you would expect to happen in an experiment you have not yet done.